Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Del Young. Batting second. The second baseman, Heini Mueller. Batting third. The center fielder, Hirsch Martin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Chuck Kline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tuck Steinbeck. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pinky Whitney. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Atwood. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Justin Stein. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bucky Walters. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Bucky Walters. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ken O'Day. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Joe Marte. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Epperle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Al Epperle. And now, play ball. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heini Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Marte. Martin reaches second base with a double. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Heck moves to third. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen takes first base on ball four. Herman moves to second. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heck scores. Herman scores. Gallen moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mueller fields it and throws to second for the out. Gallen scores. One out. It's 3-0, Cubs. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tuck Steinbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbeck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heck fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Epperle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood takes first base on ball four. Justin Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein takes first base on ball four. Atwood moves to second. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Atwood moves to third. Stein moves to second. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Marty. Young reaches second base with a double. Atwood scores. Stein scores. Walters moves to third. It's 3-2, Cubs. Charlie Root now pitching. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin. Collins reaches second base with a double. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins moves to third. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Collins scores. Gerges moves to second. It's 4-2, Cubs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root takes first base on ball 4. Pete Zavess now pitching. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Gerges moves to third. Root moves to second. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mueller fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Gerges scores. Root moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-2, Cubs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gallen hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Demery hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. O'Day hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Klein. O'Day reaches second base with a double. Demery moves to third. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 0 for 1 in the game. Marty strikes out. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Collins is walked intentionally. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Stein. Demery scores. O'Day scores. Collins moves to third. Gerges moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-2, Cubs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Root hits a ball on the ground towards short. Young fields it and throws to first for the out. There's the throw to third and Gerges is out for the double play. Collins scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Atwood takes first base on ball 4. Justin Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Stein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Atwood moves to second. Pete Savess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savess hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Atwood moves to third. Stein moves to second. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Atwood scores. 2 outs. It's 8-3, Cubs. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-2 in the game. Mueller hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Herman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Stowiak now playing right field. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Savess can't make a play. That's a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. Hack moves to second. 1 out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gallen hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Hack scores. It's 9-3, Cubs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Demery hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gallen moves to third. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mueller fields it and throws to second for the out. Gallen scores. 2 outs. It's 10-3, Cubs. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Day. The throw from Atwood and he is safe. O'Day steals second. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 0-for-2 in the game. Marty hits a fly ball into left field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Ray Stowiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stowiak hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitney hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-5, Cubs. Cap Clark pinch hits for Bill Atwood. Cap Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Phillies 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Cap Clark now catching. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Root hits a ball on the ground towards short. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hack hits a fly ball into right field. Stowiak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Justin Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stein hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Savess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savess is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Savess hits a pop-up towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-3 in the game. Mueller hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-7, Cubs. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Martin hits a line drive into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Phillies 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gallen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Demery is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Phillies 7. The Phillies will come to bat. Jack Russell now pitching. Ray Stowiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stowiak is 0-for-1 in the game. Stowiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-3 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Phillies 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Day hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 0-for-3 in the game. Marty takes first base on ball 4. O'Day moves to second. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Collins is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mueller fields it and throws to second for the out. O'Day moves to third. Two outs. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Phillies 7. The Phillies will come to bat. Cap Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gerges. Clark moves to second. Justin Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clark moves to third. Maury Arnovich pinch hits for Pete Seves. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich hits a line drive into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clark scores. One out. It's 10-8, Cubs. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Young hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mueller takes first base on ball 4. Stein moves to second. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stein moves to third. There goes Mueller trying to get to second. Demery throws the ball into Herman, who tags Mueller for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Phillies 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Syl Johnson now pitching. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mueller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hack moves to second. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mueller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hack moves to third. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Phillies 8. The Phillies will come to bat. Carl Reynolds now playing left field. Ray Stowiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stowiak is 0-for-2 in the game. Stowiak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerges. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-4 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Whitney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Whitney reaches second base with a double. Cap Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitney moves to third. Gene Corbett pinch hits for Justin Stein. Bob Logan now pitching. Jimmy Wilson pinch hits for Gene Corbett. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and Philadelphia Phillies, 8. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.